Those points of view are echoed thousands of miles away in Brooklyn, New York. This week, some Arabs and Jews sat down to dinner to try to find some common ground. It was not easy, but they did share a meal and talk to one another, something none of them could imagine doing just a year ago. NPR's Madeleine Brand reports.
Debbie El-Montazer, an American-born Muslim whose family is from Yemen, says she recently came out. She now speaks openly about the Middle East. Even though she works as a diversity consultant, she had felt awkward talking about the conflict with friends.
I felt like it was taboo, you know, to talk of these issues publicly. You know, it was something that you would talk personally with someone of your background or of your family, but to talk with others and share your views, you know, it just made me personally feel insecure.
But 9/11 changed her mind. She says a lot of Muslims she knows felt an urgent need to reach out to their neighbors, to meet them and get to know them, if only to feel safer. She joined the Brooklyn Dialogue Project, which is made up of Arabs and Israelis, Jews and Muslims. The group formed a year ago and has been meeting every month. A few nights ago, Eddie Ehrlich and Ayman Massoud sat next to each other at a Palestinian-owned restaurant. There's an untouched platter of hummus and grape leaves in front of them. Face to face, they are telling each other a little bit about themselves. Ehrlich goes first.
My parents educated us to be Zionists. We learned Hebrew with English. Eventually, I went to Israel myself after high school, and I lived there for 3 years. I worked on a kibbutz, and I served in the army, and I was intending to stay.
Massoud nods and then tells his story.
I was born in Jerusalem in 64, so I have glimpses of the war of 67 when the airplanes were flying over and we were underneath in the bomb shelter, terrified. You know, I grew up always viewing that I have no homeland because it was taken away from me.
Massoud and Ehrlich have strong ties to the same land, yet their experiences are different. Massoud had to flee his family home in the West Bank. Ehrlich's brother is a Jewish settler there. Throughout the evening, they've disagreed about who has the right to live on the land. But then Ehrlich makes a remarkable concession. He agrees with Massoud that the settlements should go.
I want to give that land back. I want to give those settlements back. I do. I don't want them. They're not worth the pain and suffering that they cause. But I can't in good conscience give it unless it's somebody like you who says it's not going to be a problem.
I'm happy to hear that Eddie, being brought up as a Zionist Jew, is saying, I want to give you back your land. So at least I know he's acknowledging that it's my land.
I want to sign my name to that. I want, for 35 years, your people have lived under occupation, and it's time to give the land back.
Brutal occupation. Brutal occupation. Not just occupation. Brutal occupation.
We'll have to negotiate that word.
But Massoud, too, concedes a point, that he could live side by side with Israel. It's a big step. At the last meeting a month ago, neither man was willing to make those concessions. At the end of the evening, Massoud and Ehrlich make small talk.
I hope one day I'm going to know the names of your 5 daughters.
They even hug before leaving, but their divisions still simmer. Earlier, Ehrlich complained that while he's willing to re-examine some of his long-held beliefs about Israel and the Palestinians, Massoud is not. Massoud argues that there isn't much for him to re-examine. Israel took his land and needs to give it back, period. They both go home to their families in Brooklyn, thousands of miles away from the misery in the Middle East, yet closer in many ways as well. Madeleine Brand, NPR News, New York.